Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Teen accused of stabbing mother faces preliminary hearing for attempted murder. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 17-year-old boy, Tharles O. Smith, faces a preliminary hearing next week on an attempted first-degree murder charge after allegedly stabbing his mother while she slept, according to Campbell County Court records. The incident occurred on June 10th at around 11:45 p.m. when Smith reportedly stabbed his 41-year-old mother in the back with a 13-inch kitchen knife. The mother called for help and was found with the knife protruding from her back, necessitating emergency medical treatment. She was life-flighted to Campbell County Memorial Hospital. Smith confessed to the stabbing, citing anger over recent family disputes about his behavior. He told sheriff's investigators that he and his family recently argued about him having to leave their home for not following the rules, according to the court affidavit. The knife blade fractured his mother's shoulder blade and damaged her lung, but she survived. The preliminary hearing on June 21st will determine if there is sufficient evidence to advance the case to district court. Attempted first-degree murder in Wyoming carries a possible life sentence and a $10,000 fine. U.S. celebrates Flag Day today, June 14th. When the American Revolution began in 1775, the colonists did not fight under a single flag, but used their own regimental banners. In June 1775, the Second Continental Congress formed the Continental Army and created the first American flag known as the Continental Colors, featuring 13 red and white stripes and a Union Jack. Many believe this flag resembled the British flag too closely, prompting George Washington to push for a new symbol of freedom. On June 14, 1777, Congress passed a resolution with a new flag with 13 stripes and 13 stars in a blue field representing a new constellation. Bernard Sigrand, a small-town Wisconsin teacher, originated the idea for an annual Flag Day to be celebrated across the country every June 14th in 1885. That year, he led his school in the first formal observance of the holiday. Sigrand, who later changed careers and practiced dentistry in Illinois, continued to promote his concept and advocate respect for the flag throughout his life. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson officially established June 14th as Flag Day to commemorate this decree. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.